Blog Talk Radio.
Your kingdom down, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Satan, we're gonna tear your kingdom down.
Against building, building your kingdom, yeah. All those lame, you know what Satan,
Satan.
But the preachers are gonna preach your kingdom down. Good God Almighty, and yes,
for the preachers are gonna preach your kingdom down.
Oh yes, you've been building your kingdom. Oh yes, hallelujah. Not only that, but listen up, for the mothers are going to pray, pray your kingdom down. Good God Almighty,
for the mothers are gonna pray your kingdom down.
You know what? You know what? Not only that, but listen, 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 listen. Satan, we're gonna tear your kingdom down. Yes, we are. Oh, Satan, Satan, we're gonna bring it down. Oh, yes, oh, yes. I got one more verse, listen. But the deacons are gonna pray your kingdom down. Glory be to God
for the deacons.
God's morning, and welcome to spend time with God on the Purpose of Closures Blog Talk Radio. And I am your host, Cassandra Brand. Now, you know what we do, how we start our show off. We start our show off with our positive affirmations. So let's start.
Hello, my love. Welcome to Guided Affirmations by Lavender. Today, we will be reprogramming our mind with powerful affirmations for self-love, self-confidence, and self-worth. Affirmations help create new thought patterns in our mind. Through repeated listening and reciting, you can create new neural pathways in your brain, building new positive thought patterns and breaking any negative patterns you may have. Listen to this audio every day for 21 days as your daily morning affirmations or in the evenings right before you sleep. I will repeat each affirmation twice and then give you time to repeat after me. Feel free to recite these affirmations in your mind or out loud. I accept myself exactly as I am. I accept myself exactly as I am. I respect myself. I respect myself. I love and embrace all of me. I love and embrace all of me. I am radiant. I am radiant. I am beautiful. I am beautiful. I am confident in myself and my worth. I am confident in myself and my worth. I believe in myself. I trust myself. I believe in myself. I trust myself. I shine brightest when I am my true self. I shine brightest when I am my true self. I am beautifully unique and incomparable to others. I am beautifully unique and incomparable to others. I love my body. I love my body. I am grateful for my body and all it does to support me. I am grateful for my body and all it does to support me. All of me is beautiful. All of me is beautiful. I am worthy. I am worthy. My worth is innate and cannot be taken away. My worth is innate and cannot be taken away. I have enough. I do enough. I am enough. I have enough. I do enough. I am enough. I am good enough. I am good enough. I am powerful. I am powerful. I am powerful when I respect myself. I am powerful when I respect myself. I am powerful when I love myself. I am powerful when I love myself. I am a force. I am a force. I am strong. I am brave. I am resilient. I am strong. I am brave. I am resilient. I respect my energy and protect it with love. I respect my energy and protect it with love. I prioritize myself and my well-being. I prioritize myself and my well-being. Setting boundaries is an act of self-love. Setting boundaries is an act of self-love. I love being my most authentic self. I love being my most authentic self. I am smart. I am creative. I am capable. I am smart. I am creative. I am capable. I have everything I need within me to succeed. I have everything I need within me to succeed. I am exactly where I'm meant to be. I am exactly where I'm meant to be. I am loved. I am loved. I choose love over fear. I choose love over fear. I am ready to step into my true power. I am ready to step into my true power. I release all that does not align with my truest self. I release all that does not align with my truest self. I am ready to thrive as my highest self. I am ready to thrive as my highest self. I have the power to shape my story. I have the power to shape my story. I have the power to create my dream life. I have the power to create my dream life. I accept myself exactly as I am. I accept myself exactly as I am. I respect myself. I respect myself. I love and embrace all of me. I love and embrace all of me. I am radiant. I am radiant. I am beautiful. I am beautiful. I am confident in myself and my worth. I am confident in myself and my worth. I believe in myself. I trust myself. I believe in myself. I trust myself. I shine brightest when I am my true self. I shine brightest when I am my true self. I am beautifully unique and incomparable to others. I am beautifully unique and incomparable to others. I love my body. I love my body. I am grateful for my body and all it does to support me. I am grateful for my body and all it does to support me. All of me is beautiful. All of me is beautiful. I am worthy. I am worthy. My worth is innate and cannot be taken away. My worth is innate and cannot be taken away. have enough. I do enough. I am enough. I have enough. I do enough. I am enough. I am good enough. I am good enough. I am powerful. I am powerful. I am powerful when I respect myself. I am powerful when I respect myself. I am powerful when I love myself. I am powerful when I love myself. I am a force. I am a force. I am strong. I am brave. I am resilient. I am strong. I am brave. I am resilient. I respect my energy and protect it with love. I respect my energy and protect it with love. I prioritize myself and my well-being. I prioritize myself and my well-being. Setting boundaries is an act of self-love. Setting boundaries is an act of self-love. I love being my most authentic self. I love being my most authentic self. I am smart. I am creative. I am capable. I am smart. I am creative. I am capable. I have everything I need within me to succeed. I have everything I need within me to succeed. I am exactly where I'm meant to be. I am exactly where I'm meant to be. I am loved. I am loved. I choose love over fear. I choose love over fear. I am ready to step into my true power. I am ready to step into my true power. I release all that does not align with my truest self. I release all that does not align with my truest self. I am ready to thrive as my highest self. I am ready to thrive as my highest self. I have the power to shape my story. I have the power to shape my story. I have the power to create my dream life. I have the power to create my dream life. Repeat these affirmations every day or as you need them and experience the positive changes they bring to your life. Sending you love and light. Namaste.
We are so thankful and so grateful for those powerful affirmations. We do the same affirmations for 30 days. And then on the first of the month, we will change a new affirmation. Those 30 days, we'll make it a habit of speaking them to penetrate your mind, your heart, body, and soul. And they are just powerful. If you have a testimony that you would like to share in regards to you have an experience by confessing these affirmations or by listening to this program here with myself, Cassandra Brand, your host, please feel free to contact me through the Purpose of Closure Gmail, purposeclosuregmail.com. If you would like to advertise, buy some airtime, sponsorship, or donations, you can contact me through purposeclosuregmail.com as well. We're reaching out to the world, the global. And I'd like to give a shout out to our top five countries, the United States, Nigeria, South Africa, Kenya, and India. Yes. Those are our top five listeners, and I just want to say thank you. And please share this program with others. You find if you get value out of it and you believe someone else can get value out of it, then share. We're going to we have a few people on our prayer hit list. And we ask them for prayer for Keisha Short. Our parents, families, keep them in prayer, please. Relationships, marriages, we're keeping them in prayer. Carly Russell, let's keep her in prayer as well. I don't know if you're familiar with that story, but later on in the future, we'll pick it up. It'll be great content to share with you. We will continue the names of God. Right now, there's some other things. I'm just being obedient to the Holy Spirit. So we're allowing the Holy Spirit to have his way today. No one needs permission from anyone but God. And what you don't know, the Holy Spirit will teach you. You have to be usable and be valuable in the kingdom of God. Amen. Before we start our comic prayer anointed by Dr. Cindy Trim, I wanted to share an article with you. It's about a man who beheads his wife after finding out their six kids are not his. Yes, he beheaded her. A man in Jamaica has beheaded his wife after realizing their six kids are his. Now, not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, but all six kids are not his. An angry man in Jamaica who suddenly found out that his wife had been cheating on him and that all the six children in the marriage were not his, reportedly cut off the woman's head in a fit of deadly anger. According to local newspaper reports, in the South American country, the gory incident happened in St. Andrew, where the man who was not named decided on a DNA test on his children and realized that none of them were his. Now, I wonder what made him all of a sudden, after six children, request a DNA test. The woman, Karen Rainford, was said to have later confessed, to her husband that she had been sleeping with other men, resulting in the children, and begged for his forgiveness. But days leading up to the murder, her husband cut his dreadlocks and told people close to him that he will kill his wife, but no one seemed to take him serious. It's serious when you cut your dreadlocks. I mean, you taking everything out of your head. It's just empty. space for demonic influence. A source said that what really angered the man was the fact that Rainfair had often gone to his workplace to embarrass him for child support, knowing that he was not the real father of the kids. So coupled with the discovery, he was said to have beheaded her just like he had promised. Now, she ran up to his job asking for child support, knowing that none of the kids was his. That's why we have to stay prayed up, okay? We have to stay prayed. We have to pray without cease. We have to keep not only ourselves, but our family, friends and loved ones, and even people that we don't even know. Keep them covered with the blood of Jesus. Just speak the affirmation and the blood of Jesus over them. Amen. That is a very, very traumatizing situation. Traumatizing. I know some people may say, oh, well, she got what she deserved. Nobody deserves to have their head cut off, okay? There's ways of dealing with that. Number one is through prayer. The battle is not yours, it's God's. Revenge is mine, says the Lord. I guess he didn't care about the six children because he found out they wasn't his. Now, today, men don't want to take care of other men's children unless they are real men who knows God and walks in love, God-paid love. What we're going to do now is put everyone in prayer under this atomic prayer anointed by Cindy Trim.
Father, in the name of Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith, I arise to establish my legal right and dominion over this region and over every territory which you have given me jurisdictional authority. According to Daniel 9 and 4, you are the only great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love you and to them that keep your commandments. I appeal to the God who said in 2 Chronicles 7, 13 to 16, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence amongst my people, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, I will heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be open and my ears attend unto their prayer that is made into this place. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and mine eyes and my heart shall be perpetually there. I declare that this place is sanctified. I present my body as a living sacrifice by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, my Savior and Redeemer. Make these prayers holy and acceptable unto you. I confess my sins and the sins of our fathers. Let grace and mercy prevail over us. I declare I have a free passage for my prayers to ascend into the realm of the supernatural and will not be earthbound. I come into agreement with the supreme good of heaven. I am seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Therefore, war from this plane and realm. I declare that the anointing of God breaks every yoke. Open every portal and assign angels to reinforce me as I advance into new levels, new dimensions, new realms and territories. Let there be a breakthrough in the heavens. I tap into apostolic and prophetic veins. I shatter glass ceilings. I smash spiritual bars and iron membranes. I declare a breakthrough atmosphere is established. I recalibrate the spiritual climate and decree that every bit of lukewarmness must be replaced with the fire and the zeal of God. Baptize me with the Holy Ghost and with fire. God. Let there be fire in my mouth as I advance in this prayer. I take authority over demonic, satanic atmospheres and climates created by cultic activities, destiny-altering images, incantations, ill-spoken words, witchcraft, hostile environments, fear, terrorism, racial, ethnic hatred, violence. In the name of Jesus, I command that the spiritual climate to shift, economic climate shift, social climate shift, cultural climate shift, educational climate shift, political climate shift, ecclesiastical climate shift. I command that the atmosphere must be filled with the glory of God. Father, fill the atmosphere, fill the environment with your glory. I alter this environment and declare it is now suitable for my ministry to thrive, my relationships to thrive, my children to thrive, my loved ones to thrive, my business to thrive, my ideas to thrive, my nation to thrive, my government to thrive, my economy to thrive. I establish a supernatural environment for miracles to occur. I war in the name of Jesus and by his shed blood, which is the shed blood of the Lamb that was slain before the foundations of the world. By him, hallelujah, evil must be destroyed. For this reason was the Son of God made manifest, that he would destroy the works of the darkness. I decree and declare the works of darkness is destroyed. I decree every curse over my life is reversed. I break through prevailing and sustaining powers of darkness over this region in the name of Jesus. I arrest every demonic spirit through your word. Empower the angelic host to war in my behalf. I resist territorial strongholds. I sever ego entanglements. Open the gates of psychological prisons and deliver us from the spirits of shame, embarrassment, harassment, iniquity. Deliver us from the spirit of strongholds and pride. Deliver me from stigmatization, emotional blackmail, social impediments, seductions, satanic limitations, satanic illusions, addictions, demonic restrictions, cultural entrenchments, cultic strongholds, bewitchment, traditions, antichrist cultural environments. Free me from limitations, handicaps, impediments. I refuse to be marginalized, stigmatized, immobilized, terrorized, characterized, criticized, tolerated, censored, misjudged, mishandled, mismanagement. I wear a cloak of favor. I disengage demonic triggers and psychological buttons. I short circuit them. I am non-responsive to demonic depression. I establish my superior authority over this region by the blood, the word, by the spirit of God. For this region, I remind you that the Son of God was made manifest that he would destroy the works of the devil. I decree that the works of the devil are destroyed. It is destroyed over this region. It is destroyed over my neighborhood. It is destroyed over my body, over my family, over my children, over my loved ones, over my ministry, over my pastor, over my doctor and lawyer, over my government. The evil works of the devil is destroyed. I declare and decree that the plans and the purposes of God shall prevail. The word of God prevails. Hallelujah. His will prevails. My prophetic purpose and destiny prevails. My vision prevails. My business prevails. My ideas prevail. I prophesy to the four winds that things that have died prematurely and dried up because of satanic activities are quickened and come to life. I declare that the pieces of my destiny and financial, ministerial, relational puzzle, it comes together. My life comes together. I decree, hallelujah, that my money is coming together. My business is coming together. My relationships are coming together. My family is coming together. The body of Christ is coming together. My ministry is coming together. My marriage, my family are coming together. My budget is coming together. Our government heavens are coming together. Our leaderships are coming together. Everything is working together according to your will. Father, I thank you. Hallelujah. With you, nothing is impossible. So therefore, Father, I decree and declare, hallelujah, that the floodgates of heaven are open. Let it rain. Spirit of God, usher us into times of repression that you promise will come from the presence of God. I decree and declare that there shall be no more demonic drought, no more demonic dryness, distress, disease, depression, and no more demonic trauma. We come in the volume of the book it is written of us. We come in the power of God. Hallelujah, the God of Joshua. Hallelujah, and we decree and declare that every impenetrable wall must come down in the name of Jesus and in the power of the Most High God. I shatter barriers, blockages, barricades, and boulders. I declare that I am advancing, hallelujah, according, hallelujah, to the purposes and the plans of God. Hallelujah, the cause of Christ is advancing in this region and in every region. I am promoting and proclaiming that Jesus Christ is Lord of Lords and King of Kings, that the kingdom of God has come. He is King, hallelujah, over every region, and his kingdom is at hand. We take authority over every demonic stronghold and break the cords and bands of wickedness. We shake evil out of their illegal place and take our rightful seat of authority. We take authority over satanic altars in the mountains. We stand in the spirit of Elijah, and we decree and declare that the God that answers by fire, he is God. We decree that the fire of the Lord destroys every altar. We command that the powers of the enemy be broken over our life, be broken over our ministry, be broken over our home, be broken over our mind, be broken over our relationships. They are broken over our body, over our life, over our children, over our marriage, over our spouse, over our business, over our practices. We decree and declare, hallelujah, that evil has no control, hallelujah, over our lives anymore. We break free of evil control, hallelujah, of the enemy. We break free over patterns, pettages, charms, amulets, good luck pieces, talisman, chains, stops, bondages, incantations, addictions, generational curses, spirits of inheritance, debt, poverty, apathy, hopelessness, abuse, helplessness, prayerlessness. We decree and declare they are destroyed wherever and whatever the witches, the warlocks, the sorcerers, the psychics, the religious manipulators are using as points of contact to release curses, be it pictures, clothing, strands of hair, personal items, garments, bones, dust, blood, voodoo dolls, altars, amulets, bones, water, brews, mixes, whatever it is, I command it to be disintegrated in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We interrupt lines of communication between familiar spirits and sever illegal activities designed to frustrate the plans and purposes of God in our lives. We command every attachment to be broken. We command cords to be broken. We command every stronghold to be broken. We take authority over the spirits of doubt, enmeshment, entanglement, fear, terror, confusion, unbelief, intimidation, sin, iniquity. We release ourselves from the stronghold of the enemy and over dark spiritual forces which bombard our mind. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we stand to pray, we break through the strongholds of the enemy by the hand of God, the finger of God, the word of God, the blood of Jesus Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit, the anointing of God. Hallelujah, by apostolic interventions, angelic assistance. Father, we arise in the spirit of Zerubbabel, hallelujah, and Elijah, and speak grace, grace to the mountains and their diabolical altars. Father, cause them to be destroyed by your fire. We establish the lordship of Christ over this region. I declare that their powers are made impotent. inhabitant over this region. I declare according to Isaiah 9, 6, and 7, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment, and with judgment from henceforth for even evermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Lift up your head, O ye gates. Be lifted up, ye everlasting door, and the King of glory shall come in. I remind you once again, hallelujah, that the zeal of the Lord shall perform this. Hallelujah, there is none like my God. There is none that is powerful. Hallelujah, as my God. He is Jehovah Gabora. Father, we worship you. We praise you. We have not bowed our knees to any other God. Father, there is no other God like Jehovah. Father, we take authority over the prince of the power of the air and establish our superior authority over this region in Jesus' name. Bring to an end satanic oppression, satanic opposition, false burdens. In your wrath, scatter the activities of our enemies, and in your scorn, orchestrate their division. We decree and declare that our mind is free of any and all strongholds. Whom the sun sets free is free indeed. We command the heavens to be open. Father, clear the path and rid supernatural highways of every satanic barricade that will hinder our prayers. Hallelujah, we arrest, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, those entities that are responsible for demonic trafficking, and prohibit further interference and interruption and interception. I put prophetic and apostolic pressure upon heaven. I command every demonic portal to be open. Gates of brass, bars of iron, be open. Father, close every satanic portal. Give the enemy no access to the regions that are off limits. Let there be no demonic and satanic encroachment. As I advance, I decree and declare that every stronghold over this region is broken from off of my mind. I decree and declare that the log jams in my mind are cleared, giving the Holy Spirit unrestricted, unhindered access to my mind, soul, and spirit. I decree that there will be no demonic hijacking of supernatural insight, prophetic revelations, witty ideas, and creative inventions. Divine inspiration and wisdom now flows freely. In the name of Jesus, every mountain must be made low. Every valley must be brought up. Every crooked place must be made straight, so that I now advance on a level playing field with wisdom, strategies, and divine tactics made available to me upon demand. I decree that spiritual mountains, relational mountains, political mountains, you must be moved. I break through that which is insurmountable and impenetrable. I break through impenetrable walls and barricades into the realm of the miraculous, into the realm of the supernatural, into the realm of increase, abundance, prosperity, influence, affluence, and wealth. I declare that I advance past stubborn problems and situations, inflexible people who stand in the way of favorable legal, economic, spiritual negotiations, strange occurrences. I command you to move by the power of the blood in the name of Jesus. I take authority over the power of the enemy that is responsible for building satanic altars and causing ancestral spirits of inheritance to interfere with my advancement and interrupt my progress. I plow my way through demonic barricades. I decree and declare that every Jericho wall must come down. I possess my possession. I take authority over issues originating from the camp of the enemy. I decree a divine sudden intervention and miracles. I command every situation and circumstance to come into divine alignment in the name of Jesus. I reverse every curse. I excavate and unearth demonic seeds illegally planted in my mind, my soul, and my spirit. They shall not take root. They shall not be incubated, cultivated, nurtured, nourished, fed, or watered. I destroy them now. I receive only that which emanates from the mind of God. Seeds of hope, seeds of faith, destiny, power, success, and prosperity. Seeds of holiness, seeds of righteousness, seeds of godliness, seeds of ethical dealing, seeds of morality. I resist and avoid and refuse all abortive activities. I carry full term. I break out of demonic limitations and prisons. Doors of brass, bars of iron, be blown into smithereens by the rocketing winds of the Spirit. I choose to break out of limiting situations. I break the power of imprisonment over my mind, my ministry, my soul, my spirit, destiny, my future, my voice, my family, my finances. I break out, I break free. I declare and decree that I have authority over all destiny-altering activities, satanic sanctions, and impositions in the name of Jesus. I decree that every demonic prison be opened. I release my church, my future, my nation, my government, my family, my children, my ministry, my anointing, my influence, my reputation, my name, my peace, my joy, my happiness, hallelujah, my health, hallelujah. I release it in the name of Jesus from being controlled by demonic forces. I break out of confinement. I break out of various limitations in the name of Jesus. I break free from psychological bondage, emotional bondage, physical bondage, sexual bondage, spiritual bondage, financial bondage, bondage that is created by substance, organizational bondage, ego entanglement, demonic sorority and fraternities in the name of Jesus. Everyone who is plotting my demise, who secretly harbors resentment of my success, I free your mind and soul from this stronghold. I demand you let me go. Release me from your heart. Release me from your soul and mind. I decree and declare whom the Son sets free is free indeed. If I have inadvertently hurt or disappointed anyone, Father, free me from the stronghold of offense, unforgiveness, bitterness, hatred, and indifference. I repent of my ignorance and immaturity. Do not allow my past to negatively affect my future. I break free of unrealistic expectations, psychological prisons, superficiality, false identities, ego entanglement, soul ties, labels, stigmas that undermine who I am in Christ. I claim my true identity. I decree that today is the dawning of a new day. I cancel every demonic, psychological, emotional resentment of my success. I free your mind and soul from this stronghold. I demand you let me go. Release me from your heart. Release me from your soul and mind. I decree and declare whom the Son sets free is free indeed. If I have inadvertently hurt or disappointed anyone, Father, free me from the stronghold of offense, unforgiveness, bitterness, hatred, and indifference. I repent of my ignorance and immaturity. Do not allow my past to negatively affect my future. I break free of unrealistic expectations, psychological prisons, superficiality, false identities, ego entanglement, soul ties, labels, stigmas that undermine who I am in Christ. I claim my true identity. I decree that today is the dawning of a new day. I cancel every demonic, psychological, emotional, financial debt. By the blood of Jesus Christ, redeem my soul and the soul of my loved ones, employees, ministries, business, governments, etc., from satanic markets. Free me from the spirit of Judas. Friends, loved ones, colleagues, associates, business partners, and employees, and all those who have sold me out. Free me from them. Hallelujah, Father, I decree and declare. Hallelujah, I am liberated. You have set me free. Father, today, according to Psalm 49, 15, and Psalm 72, verse 14, Jeremiah 31, verse 11 to 14, I decree that my soul is delivered and ransomed by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, from satanic markets and the power of the six regions of the underworld. My soul shall not be held hostage. It shall not be besieged. I break free from the snare of the fowler. I mount up with wings of an eagle. I employ and apply the blood of Jesus Christ, which has ransomed everything concerning my life and destiny and purpose. I have been ransomed. My family has been ransomed. My future has been ransomed. My finances have been ransomed. I secure my future and destiny in Christ Jesus. I secure the future of my loved ones, my ministry and community in Christ. I secure the future of my siblings, my children, my grandchildren, godchildren, nieces, nephews, aunties, uncles, cousins, parents, grandparents, in-laws, and outlaws, in Jesus' name. Redeem their soul from the powers of the underworld. I declare and decree that they shall not become victims of fornication, prostitution, pornography, or gang violence. They shall not beg to eat. They shall not experience homelessness, helplessness. They shall not die prematurely or from addictions. They shall not become a statistic. They shall not drop out of school. They shall not be seduced from the love of God. Remove their souls from out of satanic markets and prisons. Remove the sentence of death from their lives and superimpose the spirit of life in Christ Jesus over the spirit of death. I veto and reverse the curse within our bloodline. Hallelujah. We decree and declare our family is delivered. We break free from the bondages associated with family idols, word curses, witchcraft prayers, blood sacrifices, ill wishes, demonically arranged marriages, brides of Satan, astrology, astrological signs, deviling in the dark arts, Ouija boards, juju, voodoo, astrological projections, seances, tarot cards, hallelujah, tea leaf reading, palm reading. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that our family is free, hallelujah, from the dark arts, in the name of Jesus, from Santeria, hallelujah, and from every kind of satanic activities, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, hallelujah, that you, hallelujah, are delivering us, hallelujah, every single day, Father, in the name of Jesus, and by the blood of Christ, we reverse the effects of demonic injections, hexes, spells, hallelujah, and deposits placed in our foods, vitamins, waters, hallelujah, prescriptions, hallelujah, reverse the effects of satanic implants that causes addictions, cellular mutations, disease proliferation, deformity, handicaps, abnormalities, disfigurations, hallelujah, paralysis, inabilities, dementia, lethargy, listlessness, insomnia, stunted growth and development, confusion, suppressed immune system, attention disorder, hyperactivity, bipolar disorder, incurable diseases, cancer, compromisation of organs, tumors, clots, aneurysms, handicap, birth defects, complications in childbirth, spontaneous abortion. We reverse it in the name of Jesus. Father, we repent of all covenants and contracts that we have made knowingly and unknowingly with demonic spirits. We repent of taking counsel from demonic spirits and satanic representatives. Father, we decree and declare, hallelujah, that the reproductive organs of our spirits, hallelujah, is free, hallelujah, from any kind of satanic penetration. Father, we repent for bowing our knees to idols, to antichrist cultural images, embracing doctrines of demons, accepting satanic ideological philosophies, religious heresies. Father, deliver us by your truth, for your word is truth. Forgive us of any and all misdemeanors, misunderstanding, malice, carnality, rationalization, indifference, hard-heartedness. Father, we decree and declare that the evil one has no place in us. We decree and declare, hallelujah, our independence from all these strongholds. Cleanse our mind by the washing of the word of your water. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit in us. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength, our redeemer. Set a watch over our mouth and keep the doors of our lips. Let not evil communication proceed from our lips. Superimpose the fruit of the Spirit over the weaknesses of our temperaments and the proclivities of our flesh. Hide us in your pavilion and your secret place of the Most High God. Lead us along the path of righteousness for your name's sake. We decree and declare that we have integrity, and whom the Son sets free, I reiterate, is free indeed. According to Deuteronomy 32:13 and Job 29:6, make us to ride on the high places of the earth, to eat the increase of the fields, to suck the honey out of the rocks. Wash our steps with butter and cause the oil to flow out of the flinty rocks. We decree and declare that our past is past, and we press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Forgive us, Father, for carnality. Wash our minds of hidden agendas. We decree and declare that our feet have been loosed from the snare of the enemy, which causes bondages, immobility, and paralysis. Father, we decree and declare that we are free to advance, to fulfill our purpose, and to maximize our potential. We cannot be resisted, stopped, hindered, or prevented. Our territories are enlarged. We shall not be marginalized, ostracized, or held back in a cave. We shall not be held back, tolerated, beat down, broke down, bruised in pain, chained in hurt, anchored in bitterness, trapped in disbelief or depression. Hallelujah. We shall not be cheated of our inheritance, prevented from advancement and ascension. Heavenly Father, supernatural God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the covenant-making, the covenant-keeping God, grant us the grace and courage and capacity to walk out of the old into the new. Sever all inappropriate and diabolical soul ties and entanglements. Grant us wisdom, insight, and instructions for renegotiating all covenant relationships. Reveal to us divinely open portals. Reveal to us your daily assignment, agendas, and timetables. Hallelujah, so that we can operate in a correct timing. Father, we are saying that there will be no spirit, no individual that would cause us to move out of the timing of the Lord. We are synchronized and syncopated to your divine timing and to your divine timetable. So, Father, in the name of Jesus and in the power and authority of the Holy Ghost, we break curses associated with idle words and actions. Extinguish satanic firebrands. Reverse diabolical cycles. Release us from unprofitable, bewitching relationships. Reverse all evil arrangements. We resist and reject manipulations and manipulators. We reverse sabotage in the name of Jesus. Father, free us from the things, conditions, behaviors, mindsets, activities, and people that have lassoed us, restricted us, bound us, soiled us, deranged us, stained us, distracted us, controlled us. Deliver our souls from the mouth of the lion and the venom of the snake. Destroy the serpentine spirit with your fire. Even as you led the children of Israel through the great and terrible wilderness, we're in where fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water, according to Luke 10:19. Hallelujah, I take my place of authority and enforce it over serpentines and scorpions and declare and decree that even as you led the children of Israel through that great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents, scorpions, and drought, where there was no water, according to Luke 10:19. Father, we take our place of authority and enforce it over serpentines and scorpions and declare and decree that we shall not suffer any hurt. Hallelujah. We shake off every demonic attachment. Father, by your fire, draw out the serpentine spirit from its inconspicuous rocks. Hallelujah. Cause your fire to utterly destroy it. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father.
Amen. And amen. Powerful atomic prayer anointed by Dr. Cindy Trim. And this is your host, Cassandra Brand. And thank you for spending time with God on the Purpose of Closure Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, do it for me. Oh, Lord, do it for me. Oh, Lord, if you don't do it, it just won't be done. So, Lord,
sometimes I get desperate and I say like this, I say,
Lord, fix it for me. Anybody know that only God can do it? Oh, fix it for me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Because, Lord, I have a problem that only you can solve. So, Lord, do it for me.
Can y'all play that for me? Can't wait till tomorrow. Do it for me.